kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesman. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. Several Colorado counties are facing new restrictions amidst a surge in COVID-19 numbers. Adams County will move to safer at home level 3 restrictions today, as will Denver. Kit Carson is moving to safer at home level 2, and La Plata County will do the same on Monday. And Otero and Crowley counties will move to safer at home level 2 on Friday. Those levels rein back in capacity rates for several kinds of businesses and limit gatherings. Several other counties are looking at their numbers daily to determine if they need to make any changes. Earlier this week, the state's positivity rate jumped over 6%, and hospitals say beds and their ICU units are beginning to fill back up again with COVID-19 patients. Currently, more than 500 Coloradans are being treated in hospitals for that virus. A new trial taking place at UC Health, University of Colorado Hospital, is looking for volunteers. The trial is hoping to use an antiviral antibody cocktail to help prevent people from getting COVID-19 after they've already been exposed. They're specifically looking for people with a household member who recently tested positive for COVID-19 to take that cocktail. Then they hope to measure if it prevents them from becoming infected, or if they do get the virus, if it keeps it from becoming a severe illness. Lots of early voting well in advance of Election Day this year.
The Secretary of State's office says more than 1.6 million Coloradoans have returned their ballots so far, nearly 38% from registered Democrats, 35% from unaffiliated voters, and 26% from Republicans. Remember, if you still have your ballot, it's now officially too late to mail it in, so don't put it in the mail now. Take it to your nearest local drop box or go vote in person. There are hundreds of locations available statewide. I'm Jim Williams.
The latest numbers coming in from the Larimer County Sheriff's Office estimates that the Cameron Peak Fire has destroyed 426 buildings, 200 of those are homes. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
Growing intelligence threat.
Secret operative of the Chinese military.
Top secret spy for China.
John Hickenlooper told a Chinese Communist Party front group, there is no better partner for Colorado than China. And why did Hickenlooper promote China on the Communist Party's propaganda television network?
John Hickenlooper was quick to point out the importance of trade between China and his state.
That group is actually a front for the Chinese Communist Party.
Chinese Communist Party's official foreign influence agency.
Because Hickenlooper doesn't understand the threat from China.
By re-engaging and re-emerging,
that tactic, though, had it worked over the prior 20 years...
Cory Gardner understands we must compete against China's aggression. Cory Gardner knows to create rewarding work, we must challenge China. America's PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising. Paid for by America's PAC and not authorized by any other candidate or committee. America'sPAC527.com.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head? Or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? we can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you. And still the government won't admit they faked a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning. Don't mind that. I'm protected because I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Foil.
Where it had this foil lined in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar.
Peculiar.
Someday I'll prove there's a big conspiracy.
Well, welcome to Open Forum Wednesday, everyone. I'm Kara, and this is my show, Brain Cleavage, where thinking is always robust and intelligence is never artificial. I am going to have a guest with me today. It's going to be a very friendly, familiar, warm voice to everyone, someone that we know well at KHNC. And we're going to talk about this election coming up in just 6 days. You know, they say that elections have consequences, and they do. And very soon we're going to find out what are the consequences going to be of this election. There's quite a bit at stake in the present election scenario, and we're going to talk about that. I have invited who I'm calling Ann Q Citizen to join me today, and I hope we've got her connected up. I can't unmute her right at the moment, so hopefully the producer can. So let's see if Ann is here. Ann, welcome to Brain Cleavage.
Hey, well, welcome, and it's an honor to be here today.
Oh, yes, great. Glad to have you. So, you know, Ann, you are someone who I respect a great deal because you call in, you give information, you're very, very well tuned into the political process here in Colorado. And I was planning to research out all of the propositions, initiatives, amendments on the ballot. And I'm not familiar yet with Colorado politics because I come from Wyoming. I'm very familiar with their politics. And then I decided, wow, you know, Ann is really up to speed on all of this. I think I'll save myself some trouble and some effort. And I'll have her come on the show. And together we'll go through especially the amendments and propositions. But we're going to, before we get to that, we're going to talk a little bit more about just the context of it all. And we wanted to start with Jared Polis. We want to talk about him. He's not on the ballot for re-election, but he is on the petition for recall. So we're going to start with him. And we, you know, I think, Ann, you and I probably agree that we'd like to see him recalled.
Well, that would be outstanding. It's going to take approximately 800,000 signatures on this ballot measure. And we'll see if we get that. But people can go just Google or go to a search engine. I go to DuckDuckGo, recall Polis 2020. I worked on it for 2 months last year, and we worked our hearts out. So anyway, you can find out the location of the recall at just searching the 2020 Polis recall.
Okay, that's great. We technically, they only require, what is it?
635,000.
That's the official number.
About
right?
Right, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But, of course, we want to get more than that because some of them will have to be thrown out. They'll find some things wrong. Sometimes things are gathered incorrectly or somebody forgets to fill out the form correctly or something like that. So that's why we have to have a lot more than what is required, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, and for little small technicalities that are actually not disidentifying the voter, but it's just the rules of the Secretary of State Griswold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why you need to get those additional.
Yep, so everybody be sure to get out there and get that done right away. That would really help the people who have put in so much work, and they've been standing outside in the cold, and just a lot of people have been really dedicated, and you know how it is, they say it's the 80-20 rule, 20% of the people do 80% of the work, but I think it's more like 95-5, and there's always just a small number of people that really do a lot of work, so we want to help them out to get this accomplished. And you know a lot about Governor Polis, and you have told me some things I didn't know that I find extremely interesting, and we'll spend a little bit of time. We'll go into the next segment on this, and then we'll go on to some other things. I just want you to kind of start by giving some of those details to the public, to the listeners, things that they may not know about Governor Polis. His history, you and I have talked a little bit about this, so go ahead, and if I want you to hit some other points, I'll let you know.
Okay. I'll start with the fact that at age 17, he spent 2 months in Moscow being trained by the communists. It was through the network of George Soros, and most people don't know that young an age, he was being trained by the communists. So he goes to Princeton, gets his political science degree, and who are school teachers who have a Blue Mountain Arts card company, and he works on that 2 years after he gets out of college at Princeton, and he has a secretary for 2 years who is approximately double his age and ends up with a police record because his name, he was born Jared Polis Scutts, but he switches his last name to his middle name in April of 2000 because June 23rd of 1999, he has gotten an assault record essentially for slamming his secretary into his file cabinet, leaving the bruises in her of the lock in that file cabinet, along with other bruises. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
And did you say there was a conviction of assault or?
Oh well, there was a restraining order granted. That is a police record.
Mm-hmm.
So in April he switches that name, and his name, so that there is no police record under a Polis. I mean, we don't know why he was motivated to do that change, but the end result is in a few weeks he runs for state school board. So he wins that election, a 1.6 million ballot cast vote, and wins it by 90 votes. That's the closest election in Colorado history.
Wow, that's interesting. We're going to pick this up again with Ann when we come back from the break on Brain Cleavage right here on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hi, I'm Kara. Join me on Open Forum Wednesday for my show, Brain Cleavage, where thinking is always robust and intelligence is never artificial. Join me every Wednesday, 11 a.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hello, I'm Dr. Maria Kurchevskaya, co-owner of Front Range Academy of Music, or FRAM for short. I have over 20 years' experience studying, performing, and teaching piano in Russia and the U.S., We offer lessons in piano, trumpet, and clarinet, as well as group lessons in music theory and history. To learn more, please visit our website, www.fr-am.com. Contact us to give your child the gift of music today.
Cleaning out your garage or basement and not sure what to do with those old books, records, or cassette tapes? Then call the Bazaar Bazaar in Fort Collins at 970-484-1699. They buy, sell, trade record players, turntables, amplifiers, receivers, and vintage radios, working or not. They're your one-stop shop for books, music, stereos, you name it, they got it. Check out FortCollinsBazaar.com or call 970-484-1699. Located at 1014 South College in Fort Collins, 970-484-1699.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation. Today's telecommunications networks are focused on improving the customer experience. Maxcom has developed a new fiber tap to reduce and eliminate customer downtime while troubleshooting and testing the network. The device maintains signal continuity to subscribers while providing a test port for troubleshooting. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Enter promo code KHNC when shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's promo code KHNC.
Welcome back to Brain Cleavage. I'm Kara, and I have my guest Anne with me today. We're talking about the upcoming election and what kind of consequences there could be based on how people vote. And we want to just make it kind of clear that there's a lot at stake in this election. We're talking about Governor Polis and sharing some information that people might not be aware of. And I was amazed when you told this story that Governor Polis had basically been accused of assault by someone in his office, and that she got this restraining order, that he changed his name. That kind of is convenient, I think, to sort of dodge the history a little bit if the name is changed and these things don't come up when someone is searched for. And, you know, it sounds like Governor Polis might have a little bit of possibly an anger problem. I want to see if Etheric Dave is out there because, Dave, I've had a reset of my computer system, and I can't play the clips I wanted to play. Dave is in the ether. That's why we call him Etheric Dave. Dave, are you there? Okay, he might not be there at the moment. He does many multitasking things. I was going to play the clip that we have. Oh, yeah, Dave,
it would help if I slide up the right slider. I've got it for you.
Okay, wait a minute. Just let me tell you which one. I want the short one first. Number 8.
Oh, yes, number 8. Here you go, Jared Polis.
Thank you.
If you're somehow waiting to wear a mask till the governor tells you to, I hope you've heard that I'm telling you to. And if I haven't been clear, I'm telling you to wear a mask. Wear a damn mask.
Ooh, well, okay. Is that any way to talk to your constituents? I mean, really, even if you are frustrated with them, even if you think they're maybe putting people in danger, I just really don't feel very respected by the man that I hired. Well, I didn't, but you all hired when you voted for him, those who did. I just don't think that's the way you speak to the people that have elected you. And then there's another clip that I have, and Anne provided this, brought this to my attention. This is a clip of Jared Polis on the floor of the U.S. Congress when he was a congressman, and this is kind of interesting to listen to as well. Now, let's go with that one, Dave, please.
And you're saying we're addressing them, and that's what you're upset about, Madam Speaker? I want you, Madam Speaker, to address the reason that they are here. They are here because our government is tearing apart their families, Madam Speaker.
Will the gentleman from Colorado understand all members...
Will the Speaker understand that the Speaker is obstructing H.R. 15 from coming to the floor? Will the Speaker understand that? Will the Speaker understand that? Will the Speaker understand that?
Will the governor understand this? We think that you are ruling us by endless and interminable executive orders and that that is an infringement upon our freedom, and we insist that you stop. How's that, Mr. Governor? So let's get back, Ann, to your story about some of other facts about this governor and what is his real agenda. So what else would you like to share?
Well, I'd just like to continue that in 2000 he got elected to the Colorado State Board of Education. So he'd never run for office before, and he wins by 90 votes in that 1.6 million ballot cast vote election. So he's there putting in the socialist homosexual agenda in the state of Colorado at the Board of Education. And then he runs in 2008, he runs for U.S. House of Representatives and wins, starts his term in 2009, and in 2010, January, he sponsors the bill that a child will decide their sex. So he works on that for three terms and gets 100% of the Democrats to vote for this bill and two rotten Republicans. So that's where it comes from Jared Polis Scutz, now known as Jared Polis. I call him Poverty Polis. Okay, so his agenda is really certainly not to represent, I think, the U.S. Constitution, having already been groomed from age 17 very seriously.
How do you think he got, you know, activated into the Marxist regime, especially that young? Any
well,
idea?
I would suspect. Yeah, well, I suspect that, you know, his parents were members of the NEA, the National Education Association, and that is headed by solid communists. So we've got a bigger problem than Mr. Polis. We've got the NEA to contend with.
Well, that's a big can of worms right there, Anne, because
right.
Not everybody who's in the NEA is a Marxist or has any idea about that. But, of course, if you go to the top in the leadership, you may find a different story. So let's leave that for now to conjecture and move on from here. I mean, it's obvious that Mr. Polis does have an agenda that is more social, conscious, oriented. As you pointed out, he has put forward a lot of effort into bringing bills that would do things that really serve a lot of the agenda of the left. You know, I don't understand a lot of it. It seems so extreme to me, you know, like wanting little kids who really don't know who they are and can't be possibly responsible for a decision with that much far-reaching consequence to be able to initiate a process of having sex change. That's just ridiculous. I can understand if you wanted to maybe work a little bit more toward, you know, opening the door for people to have the right to do that as adults when they're old enough to really understand the consequences. But for children, it just does not make any sense, and it's very concerning. So there is this agenda that the left is pushing for transgenderism and a lot of other things that are not mainstream and that are not traditional, and the people of Colorado are, I think, very split between the left and the right, and I would like to see them come back more to the right of center, because I think that we've opened the door to a lot of dangerous things, even with you know, what we've already allowed to happen in the state. So I'm assuming you agree with that is really his real agenda, Anne.
Well, I would say that I don't pay my tax money or I vote for anybody to get into the pants of any of the constituents. That is a private matter, and that is a matter with their doctor. I don't have to support any governmental agenda on this, okay?
Of course.
This is not the role of government.
You know, it's interesting. So it's interesting, Anne, isn't it? We were taught in civics classes and have been taught in civics classes for a long time that our system of government is a government that is a rule by the majority with respect for the minority. But that's not how it's playing out anymore. It has shifted in the last couple decades to basically being a rule of government that is being driven by the needs of the minority being pushed on the rest of society. And I think that's backwards. I don't think that's the way it's supposed to work.
Right. And he's appointing commissions, like the one that we're talking about now is a commission in the state of Colorado that he established, a 9-member panel that is solidly on the a transgender agenda. They aren't on there unless they're on board with this, to present sex education from pre-K to 12th grade. So it's already locked and cocked that they're doing this. But we have to make sure that he's replaced if he's not replaced in the recall.
So what this is really about is it's really about sex indoctrination starting in kindergarten. And that's very concerning. And that's really that's not an appropriate role of government or schools. We have plenty of hard subjects to teach that kids are going to need in order to be successful in life. We don't need to teach, you know, this is seriously, I hate to say it. It sounds really vulgar, but they do things like bringing bananas into schools and teaching kids how to put condoms on them. That's not what we need to be teaching our children in schools and exposing them to. And I think that, yeah, we just need to expose this as much as we can. So let's
right.
go. Let's.
Yeah, this is. Yeah, I just want to say this is child sex assault. Okay, that's what it really is. Okay, plus he's got the COVID-19 commission headed by Sarah Thunberg that is making all sorts of that goes over our legislature, and they just make mandatory rules, and that's how he's governing currently.
That's a great segue into my next point, and thank you, because he, if you go to the Colorado.gov website and look at the COVID and executive orders page, especially the COVID page, you will see all of the COVID orders, you know, the stay at home, the safer at home, protect our neighbor, all of those things and the dates. There's a timeline there. You will also see a post that's on that page about systemic racism, and it's on the executive order page under, really it's the public health page, because that's what is being used. The public health system is what's being used to justify the executive orders. So now we have a systemic racism post on that page, and basically he has promised to come out with executive orders related to COVID and systemic racism, how he's making that connection. I don't agree with, but I think that it's just getting more and more subjective and more overreaching, and the citizens of the state should be very concerned about that, because it's, as I said, very subjective, and especially in the age of as much censorship as we're seeing in social media and the censoring of even well-established newspapers like the Washington, the New York Post, that was mentioned by Senator Ted Cruz in some proceedings today with tech giants. It's something we have to take control of as citizens. If we don't, it'll just keep going the wrong direction. So it is really important that we really ask ourselves the question, do we think Jared Polis is effectively leading the state of Colorado? And if not, it's time to get him out of that office. We've changed our minds. It's not something we do frivolously. There's just too much damage. Now, there's another example of this, in that we have a person running for re-election for the Colorado General Assembly who is the first transgender person in the assembly. And, you know, that's going to be, I guess, I can't remember the first name of this person, but I think it's a female. Yeah, Brianna. So it's really a man, in my opinion. If you've changed your sex, you are what you were in terms of your DNA. So it's a man who's now trying to be a woman. And you know that there are going to be a lot of bills that they're going to be working on to bring in more transgenderism and those kinds of pieces of legislation. And there's big, big money behind candidates like that. There's just, unfortunately, kind of a insurrection going on in that way as well. And we have those of us who don't believe that that's positive or that's helpful to our state, we need to do something about it. And one thing we can do is we can vote for someone to replace that person in the General Assembly. So that person's name is Brianna Titone, and she is in House District 27. And she was narrowly beaten by only 439 votes last time. And the person that she beat is challenging her again this time, and her name is Vicky Pine, P-Y-N-E. So I would recommend voting for Vicky Pine if you're in Arvada and District 27. So just an example of how this agenda really, you know, it goes really deep and wide.
Okay. Do you think we can pretty much get on to the ballot pretty soon? Because there's lots to cover there.
We will as soon as I'm ready. I want to talk about Lauren Boebert. She's a person that we need to encourage people to get out and vote for. And I looked her up again. I look her up regularly. And they've really done, Google has done a lot to try to slam and smear her name. They have lots of information about misdemeanor offenses and things like that. And so I thought it was interesting when you were talking about Jared Polis and his past and changing his name and his assault and his temper, that, you know, they don't do that to him. You don't see any of that when you look for Jared Polis in a Google search, but you will see it for people that are more right of center, and it's just very biased. So I think she was worth mentioning. She lives in Rifle, Colorado, and she's been very high profile. And tell them what you told me also, Anne, about Cory Gardner. What will happen if Cory Gardner is defeated by John Hickenlooper?
Okay, it's real clear. Chuck Schumer, the Democrat senator from Goldman Sachs history, will take over the U.S. Senate. And we will, when Trump gets elected, if we all do our homework, and I'll talk about that, because we need to send this information to our network. This show is a good thing to send. Okay?
Amen. All right. Okay. Well, thank you, Anne. We'll be back right after. We'll be back right after these messages. Thank you all for being with us today.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
I wish a buck was still silver.
Brian again with Turf Tamers Landscaping. What a great season we've had so far. We've installed flower beds, paver and flagstone patios. We've planted hundreds of trees, shrubs, and flowers, and generally beautified many homes and commercial properties. Thank you to all the KHNC listeners who gave us a call and consideration. If you are in Fort Collins, Loveland, Timnath, Wellington, or LaPorte, please call us at 970-460-8873 or visit us at turftamerslandscaping.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Flace with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Kids are full of energy, but keeping them active in their teen years can be a challenge. Aim for an hour of physical activity every day. If they like sports, that's a great place to start. Keep the focus on fun, not winning, and encourage your child to do a variety of activities. If your child isn't meeting that 60-minute goal, gradually increase their activity in ways they enjoy. For more, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hello, I'm attorney Thomas Curry. My firm focuses on providing affordable, personalized estate planning for couples and individuals regardless of age or circumstance. When we first meet, we will identify what is important to you and your family, then discuss what legal tools could be a good match for your situation. Please visit my website, thomascurrylaw.com, to schedule your free consultation. Curry is spelled C-U-R-R-E-Y. I look forward to hearing from you.
Well, welcome back to Brain Cleavage. Yes, we are thinking about today what they're trying to do to us, and we want to protect our freedom. So we've been talking about the stakes in this political election this year, and we're going to very quickly, very soon, start to discuss all of the amendments and propositions on the ballot. But first, we've got a caller, a gentleman named Brian. Brian, are you there? Brian? Did he drop off? Oh, darn, we lost him. Brian, if you want to call back in, we'll sure take your call. So anyway, sorry we lost him. So let's jump in to these ballot measures. And I had them kind of lined out in a certain order. Do you want to go in my order, Anne, or did you have an order you wanted to go?
Well, since I'm going to give the information, can I go on my order?
Of course.
Okay, I just want to mention, first of all, Lauren Boebert's website is L as in Larry, A-U-R-E-N for Colorado.com. Because if you just Google her name, you're going to get all of the left, the slamming of her.
Mm-hmm.
She's considered to be the opposite of AOC. So we want to support her. If you can send her $10, send her $10 today or as soon as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? She's a mother of four, very happily married, has open carries in her Rifle, Colorado restaurant. Mm-hmm. Called Shooter's Grill. So she's a real winner.
Yeah.
Okay, but the left is going to slam the bejesus out of her, okay?
Sure. They'll emphasize anything that they think is negative just to try to hurt her. So keep that in mind.
Sure.
Yep. All right. So
yep.
I mean, I can't really direct and say, okay, now we're going to talk about this one if I don't know what order you're going in.
Yes,
so
right.
I guess I'll just be quiet for the next half hour and listen to you, Anne.
Okay. Well, you'll tune in. I mean, you'll chime in whenever you think you need something answered. But basically, I want to start by saying the first thing Trump did immediately upon getting into office was he removed our participation in the Trans-Pacific Partnership that would have forced America to a world court system and that would have removed American sovereignty and our legal supremacy in our country, removing private property rights and our Second Amendment rights and our free speech rights. So he stopped that immediately upon getting into office. So that's number one to vote for Trump, along with a zillion other reasons. Okay, because
let's go to the amendments.
Okay.
We're not here to talk about Trump today.
We're preaching
to the choir, pretty much.
Well, we've got to make sure that we understand.
I agree.
Happened,
I am a Trump supporter, but I want to get through these measures.
Okay. So we're going to start with the amendment on a ballot. It shows Amendment B, and what it does is it's regarding property taxes, and what by voting for this, it would give the government officials a blank check to increase property taxes for both private and commercial properties. So you want to make sure you vote no on Amendment B.
Okay.
B as in boy. Now Amendment C.
Now let's read that. Hold on one second before you go on. It's it also. I'm going to read the whole thing that you'll see on the ballot.
It's called
Colorado Amendment B, Gallagher Amendment repeal and property tax assessment rates measure. That's the one you want to vote no on. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Okay. So read number C. Okay.
C. Yes, I will. Colorado Amendment C, Charitable Bingo and Raffles Amendment.
Okay, and what it does is I will vote yes on this because it loosens the requirements for raffle and bingo, and it supports greater freedom to operate bingo and raffles. Okay?
Hmm. I'm not totally sold on that, but I need to do a little more research about it. Yeah, I guess there must be a lot of restriction, and maybe people with having fundraisers are being hindered from raising money and things like that. Is that why they've got this measure on there?
I'm not sure about all of the background. I just know that if there's less government regulation and gives more freedom to operate, to be able to raise money, to do, fundraisers, I support that because, the left, every district attorney was raised in Colorado, almost everyone, is getting The Democrat is getting $1 million from the likes of George Soros and his network. Mm-hmm. Now, we can't raise the money. We can't raise money like that. How much money did you give to the your district attorney race? Maybe none. And then they've got $1 million. You know,
yeah.
So
yeah,
I,
actually,
that's why I vote yes on this.
Actually,
okay?
I'm with you. I was thinking this might have something to do with lottery, and I'm very much against lotteries, but that was my mistake. Okay, so
okay.
I'll put yes on that one. What's next?
What's 76 is, will you read it?
76, yes, I will. Colorado Amendment 76, citizenship requirement for voting initiative. That's yes. Next. Yes.
Okay, yes. That means that you've got every citizen, every U.S. citizen who is a resident in the state of Colorado may vote, because it says if you're not a if you're not a citizen, well, then they're adding this. So you vote yes on this one. Okay?
In other words, it's requiring that you be a citizen. There's a citizenship requirement, which is in line with our Constitution. And, you know, we need to stand up with that and keep making that happen. Okay.
Yes.
That's good.
Thanks for clarifying that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 77.
77 says allow voters in Central, Black Hawk, and Cripple Creek cities to expand authorized games and increase maximum bets initiative.
Okay, I'm suggesting a yes vote because it creates local autonomy, meaning they're going to decide how they want their businesses run in their local community.
Yeah, this one, and this is okay. You know what? When you have an appreciation for free speech and free thinking, you allow people to disagree. And I come from South Dakota originally, and you know, it used to be so much fun just as some entertainment to go to Deadwood and play, you know, poker for the evening, and you could do it for $50 or at the most $100 and have some fun. And then they started raising their bet limits, a little here, a little there, and then a lot. And now the bet limits are so steep that if you're not a big gambler and you don't believe in gambling, you just believe that it's entertainment, then you don't want to do it. It's it becomes more of a vice, and I just don't want to. I don't like that kind of thing. So for me, I would probably vote no on this one. But I love the principled reasons that you gave that you would vote yes, Anne. You know, and everybody's got to make their own decision.
Right, but what it will do is it will take fewer numbers of votes for them to expand into the thing that you were just talking about, that they're going to raise minimum bids or
bets,
gambling bets.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, this isn't going to make or break us.
Okay.
But you know, that's why I had suggested yes.
Okay.
So
what's next?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. EE. As in egg.
And that one is a proposition. It says tobacco and e-cigarette tax increase for health and education programs measure.
Okay, number one, there are 50 pages of regulations that are taxed to taxing smokers. So for that reason, I will vote no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these are also at Kim Munson, K-I-M. MONSON.com, KimMunson.com. I'm pretty much pulling out my information from that website.
Yeah, and recommending what she was recommending. Yeah,
yes.
This is fun. We'll continue on with this list when we get back from this break. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation, a manufacturer of high-quality fiber optic RF video solutions. We support clients that are building video networks, whether a traditional cable operator, a broadcaster delivering signals to a cable provider, or large end users such as hospitals or universities building a campus video network. We also provide complimentary designs to confirm our customer requirements. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Are you ready for that kitchen remodel, bathroom update, or new granite countertops and backsplash? Colorado Kitchen and Bath offers all the products from the floor to the ceiling. Do you know they also have a separate in-house floor covering department? Carpet, hardwood, tile, luxury vinyl plank, laminate, and more. This is truly your one-stop shopping experience, offering quality, service, and satisfaction since 1983, right here in Northern Colorado. Colorado Kitchen and Bath proudly offers R.D. Henry Cabinetry. with multiple styles and finishes in their builder grade, semi-custom, and custom cabinetry line. Call today for your appointment at 970-353-2890 or just click on ckbsales.com. That's 970-353-2890 or log on to ckbsales.com. R.D. Henry Cabinetry from Colorado Kitchen and Bath. If you've been putting off that remodel, now's the time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nia Hurd-Garris with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Every year, hundreds of teens drown. If your teen hasn't learned to swim yet, it's never too late. Even if your teen is a strong swimmer, make sure to supervise kids of any age. No one should swim alone. Teach them to enter the water feet first, wear life jackets on a boat, and never use alcohol or drugs on the water. Drowning is preventable. For more, visit healthychildren.org.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." Join me every Sunday, 9 to 11 a.m., for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church on the new 1360 KHNC.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm.
That's right. We don't want thought control. We want free thought, free freedom, free speech, free actions. And that's what we're talking about today. Now, we were finishing talking about the Proposition EE about the tobacco and e-cigarette tax. It was a recommended no from Kim Monson's website. And Anne agrees with that. I agree with it. I don't believe in sin taxes. I just think it puts an extra burden on people who are already struggling with addiction. And then it actually has a paradoxical effect. It's like, well, we're making money from, you know, these sinful things like cigarettes. So we actually want people to buy more of it because we get bigger taxes. So I just don't believe in it for those reasons. And we're coming into the home stretch now. We've got a few more left, and I'm just going to say that the Proposition 115 is an absolute yes. If you vote no on that, you either don't understand that we're killing babies after they're viable and they could be born and live, which is deplorable, or you're very, very misled on the subject of abortion. And there's all the old tired arguments out there on their advertising, which is just disgusting. Babies in the womb are people. They're people, they're human beings, and we have no right to kill any living person. So with that said, Anne, where do you want to go with the rest of these? Which one do you want to do next?
Okay, right now we're at 113, okay?
All right.
And regarding, so at 5.5 months, a child can feel the pain of this dismemberment.
Mm-hmm.
They're decapitating the heads of the babies for the brains and cutting out the hearts
mm-hmm.
as well.
Yeah, and they're taking their body parts and selling them. It's amazing what goes on in this world today.
Yes.
But it's all kind of hidden, and you know the media is really good at being biased, but we all have to be educated.
Right.
So, so 113 is National Popular Vote Interstate Compact Referendum.
Okay, so the national popular vote sounds real good. Doesn't that sound really nice?
They're trying to get rid of the Electoral College.
Right. Well, and it removes the presidential vote of Coloradoans.
Mm-hmm.
So however we vote doesn't count at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the major population centers like New York City, Los Angeles, and Chicago will decide for the rest of the country who becomes the president. So this is really unlawful.
Important.
And they had brilliant electoral college to have each state have a say. So this would take away our voice, and we want to vote no.
Well, I would think
on
I would think you I definitely recommend a no vote on that. But I think that that's unconstitutional anyway. Our Constitution says that we have an electoral college. So if you're going to change the Constitution, you have to do it properly. Anyway, since it's on the ballot, definitely vote no on that. Okay,
right.
Number 114.
Right, the gray wolf, putting the gray wolf into
reintroduction.
The western slope.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay,
so basically what this does is it's putting a predator that will kill livestock of these very hard-working farmers and ranchers and pushing them out of business, essentially, because you can only have so many dead of your livestock, and then you'd have to prove that the gray wolf kills it. So it's a very bad idea. But they, you know, all these people who are such animal lovers think, oh, yes, let's have the gray wolf back here. Oh, we should do this. But they don't look at the consequences. Plus, it takes away their private property rights because we're voting on what they can, the safety of their land, essentially. Because when you put the predator, the gray wolf, back in, then you've created a major danger to those farmers and ranchers. So vote no, please,
yeah,
on 114.
I would concur on that. It's really an overreach of government to take away the freedoms of people to take care of their own land and their own crops and their own animals, and to tie their hands to protect their property like that. So definitely
it's an
good
attack
advice.
On private property rights.
Yes,
all
it
right.
is.
Private property rights is what the issue is on this one, too.
Mm-hmm.
You already went through 115, which is
116, then. We'll go to 116, which is decrease income tax rate from 4.63% to 4.55% initiative.
Right. So we're going to I will vote yes on this. I think the reduction in taxes is so minor, I don't even understand why this is on there.
Mm-hmm.
But I will vote yes on it, on 116. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can hardly see a reason to, you know, vote against a tax decrease, but, you know, unless there's something we don't know. Okay, great. You want to go to 117 next? It's require voter approval of certain new enterprises exempt from TABOR initiative.
Right.
What the heck
so
does that mean?
What all this means is that the state legislature, and if you go to the state legislature website, which I'll tell you at the end of the program, you'll see how the Democrats run through bills so fast it's not even funny. So they're creating expenditures that that we should have the right to vote on. And so what this does is this gives us the right to vote on expenditures over a certain amount. So I will vote yes on 117.
Okay, so this one means that they have to get voter approval to do
yes for spending in the state legislature,
mm-hmm,
on state enterprises.
Very good.
State enterprises meaning the government's,
mm-hmm,
enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And then 118 is a paid family and medical leave insurance program.
This one's really interesting, and they had a lot. You know, I remember when they were gathering the signatures for this one, and I don't think I'm in favor of it. What do you say?
Well, basically, you can strip the business out of being able to pay for this. Okay, so you're going to put more people out of work than you are helping families' medical leave. What the requirement is that somebody gets 3 months off, paid, full paid, while they're not working. The owner has to hire somebody else to fill that position and have that position for the person who left for 3 months open when they return. So it's a real knock in the head to especially small businesses.
And it applies to both parents, not just the mom if there's a birth in the family.
Right.
So we already have the National Family Leave Act, but does that only cover people who work for the government? And is that why this measure is on the Colorado ballot?
Well, I'll tell you about this ballot measure.
Okay. But
this
ballot measure
exempts
break.
The cities from participating.
All
so
right.
It just is a
Anne, excuse me. We'll be back
fungible.
From
it's
the break
fungible.
In just a moment,
okay.
And then we would like to hear you say that unimpeded with the music. We'll be back for the last segment in just a couple minutes. Stay with us, folks.
Join me on Open Forum Thursdays, 11 to 1. World hegemony, new currencies, global societies, weather warfare, environmental agendas. Again, Thursday, 11 to 1, 1360 KHNC, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, folks. In today's world of turmoil and change, how do you prepare for the next crisis? With propaganda-filled airwaves, who do you trust for the straight scoop? Our company, PacmanUSA.com, is built on 60 years of experience, truth, and integrity. We offer hard-to-get items covering a wide range of needs, things not found in the local big-box store. Visit us at PacmanUSA.com. That's PacmanUSA.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Smart lights, smart locks, smart thermostats. You love your new connected technology. And the Consumer Technology Association wants to help you protect the security of your devices. First, don't use default or easy-to-guess passwords. Create unique ones and keep them safe. Next, look for and install security updates from device manufacturers. Also, have an active firewall for your home router. And consider using a professional installer to set up your new devices. Easy tips from the Consumer Technology Association to help keep your devices secure.
Sick and tired of recycled top 40 over and over? Find unheard gems on the Bizarre Bizarre Vinyl Show, Saturday and Sunday night at 8 on KHNC.
And we're back on Brain Cleavage. And you were trying to tell us about the family, the paid medical and family leave initiative before the break, and we got cut off by the music. So let's have you do that now and not be interrupted by the music.
Okay, basically, it's not fundable. There's not enough money dedicated to this, and it's such a huge cost to the taxpayer and to the employee and to the employer. It can put some businesses out of business. So just don't do that. It's, quote, a feel-good measure, but it's going to unemploy people. So it's a
yeah.
no vote.
Yeah, so, you know, how much can the government do? It's just... It sounds nice, it would be nice, but it can't work. And especially in the COVID area, with all that small businesses have been through and having to interrupt they've been shut down and then they were opened up and their capacity was reduced and they just can't handle any more restrictions like that from the government. It's just not tenable. It's not possible. We have to find more private market solutions to things like helping, you know, helping our families and, you know, having extended families with help with children. And I don't know, we've got to find some, I think, private market solutions to help. We don't need the government to do everything for us.
Absolutely, because any government program is costing approximately, out of every dollar, 70% of it is government costs. Meaning their administrators, all the employees, all the red tape, is at least 70% of every dollar that the government spends on a welfare program. Okay?
Yeah, unless,
so it's much more effective in the private business. Okay, let the private business take care of it. Okay,
and let's also
do that
not
in education.
And let's also not forget the churches. Churches are supposed to be salt and light and help for their congregations, and especially for single parents, single mothers, widows, orphans, and things like that. It's still relevant, and I think we need to get with the program in terms of, you know, what the church is really supposed to be all about. And we have
right.
we have failed in a lot of ways. So we are down to the last minute or so here now, Anne.
We have three other topics, okay?
Well, you just go.
Okay, district attorney races, okay? Your district attorney in your county is critical. Because, as I've mentioned, George Soros' network has put in $1 million per race on most of the races in Colorado. So find who the district attorney is for the Republican Party and make sure you vote for them. See if you can do any walking, calling, or contributing, even at this late date.
You've got less than a minute.
County, mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, county. You go to your county Republican Party and find those candidates. All the Republicans are listed on there. The other thing is your judges. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that you look up, because there's a lot of judges up for re-election. So if you can, Google who appointed them. Their appointment is critical. If it was done by a Republican governor, because the governor appoints the district attorneys, so you want to make sure that you, those judges, I mean, so you see who voted for them. But because POLIS will fill in any holes, we don't want POLIS appointing any.
Be
so
sure
you
that
do
you
it,
vote to you, retain anybody that was appointed by a Republican governor.
No. Yes, right. But what you do is for the Democrats, you don't even vote. You just let, you don't give them the vote.
You undervote.
You don't vote against, you undervote.
Yeah.
So just vote for the Republicans.
All right.
Okay?
I have to get this out.
Then, okay.
If anybody if anybody wants anything that we've talked about today, you can email me at Kara, K-A-R-A, at khnc.net, and I'll get the information for you and, if necessary, from Ann. Go ahead, Ann.
Okay, you can also go to 1360KHNC and go to Brain Cleavage and send this show out to others who are wanting to know more information about those propositions and how to vote on that. The other thing is the county has propositions from their commissioners. I will vote no for every one of my Adams County commissioner propositions, because even though they say without raising taxes they're going to do X, Y, and Z, there isn't money for it. So I'm going to vote no for every one of those, because the Democrats are in control of most of the commission.
Thank you so much for being with me today, Ann, on Brain Cleavage, and everyone else, thank you for being here. We'll see you again next week, Wednesday, Brain Cleavage on Open Forum. Thank you so much. Take care, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You're
welcome. God bless everybody.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948, or go to HappyHens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At HappyHens.biz, we love HappyHens.biz, or call us at 303-829-5948.
Hi, KHNC listeners. Jerry Axon with Sears Real Estate. Please keep me in mind when you are ready to buy or sell, or if you have real estate questions. Another option is the lease with option to buy. The lease program is set up with a year-to-year lease and guarantees a fixed rent and purchase price for 5 years. Jerry Axon, 970-576-1089, 576-1089, jerry@searsrealestate.com.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. Several Colorado counties are facing new restrictions amidst a surge in COVID-19 numbers. Adams County will move to safer at home level 3 restrictions today, as will Denver. Kit Carson is moving to safer at home level 2, and La Plata County will do the same on Monday. And Otero and Crowley counties will move to safer at home level 2 on Friday. Those levels rein back in capacity rates for several kinds of businesses and limit gatherings. Several other counties are looking at their numbers daily to determine if they need to make any changes. Earlier this week, the state's positivity rate jumped over 6%, and hospitals say beds and their ICU units are beginning to fill back up again with COVID-19 patients. Currently, more than 500 Coloradans are being treated in hospitals for that virus. A new trial taking place at UC Health, University of Colorado Hospital, is looking for volunteers. The trial is hoping to use an antiviral antibody cocktail to help prevent people from getting COVID-19 after they've already been exposed. They're specifically looking for people with a household member who recently tested positive for COVID-19 to take that cocktail. Then they hope to measure if it prevents them from becoming infected, or if they do get the virus, if it keeps it from becoming a severe illness. Lots of early voting well in advance of Election Day this year.
The Secretary of State's office says more than 1.6 million Coloradoans have returned their ballots so far, nearly 38% from registered Democrats, 35%.